USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says final authorization for an emergency distribution of a coronavirus vaccine could come within days.
The FDA assessment showed that the vaccine was around 95% effective, was efficacious across different groups, including the elderly and people with comorbidities, and did not show any significant safety concerns.
Azar telling a briefing that 20 million people could be vaccinated by the end of the year, with another 50 million coming by the end of January. President-elect Joe Biden is formally introducing his pick for defense secretary. Retired four-star General Lloyd Austin would be the first African-American to run the Pentagon if he is confirmed by the Senate. Back in 2016, Austin said that ISIS was terrorism's JV team. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. Well, what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing four battleground states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Paxton asking the Supreme Court to block those states from casting unlawful and constitutionally tainted votes in the Electoral College. In the suit, he claims that the changes made to election procedures in those states violated federal law.
These elections in other states where state law was not followed as required by the Constitution affects my voters because these are national elections. And so if there are fraudulent activities or things that affect an election and state law is not followed as is required by the Constitution, it affects our state. It affects every state.
The Pentagon continuing to plot out how it will distribute the coronavirus vaccine. Assistant Defense Secretary Thomas McCaffrey telling a briefing that the distribution will depend on the availability of the vaccine in the coming weeks and months. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tesla's CEO Elon Musk says he's relocated to the Lone Star State. Musk revealing his move from California to Texas during the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council annual summit on Tuesday.
For myself, yes, I have moved to Texas. We've got the Starship development here in South Texas where I am right now. There's a lot of things that are really great about California. Obviously, it's the biggest economy in the country, most number of people. But I do think that if a team has been winning for too long, They do tend to get a little complacent, a little entitled, and then they don't win the championship anymore. But California's been winning for a long time, and I think they're taking it for granted a little bit.
Tesla is still headquartered in California, as is SpaceX, his aerospace firm, but Musk has other business interests in Texas that he cited as factors in his decision. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says officials will soon have enough data to determine how many schools will have in-person classes 5 days a week.
If they don't show up in school this week, then we're going to reach out to the family and say, we're going to put you into all remote unless you have something to tell us that would change that. We're going to assign your child to all remote.
Students in K through 5, pre-K, and 3K all returned to the classroom this week after de Blasio closed them shortly before Thanksgiving. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.